Pyramus and Thisbe. He created a tower and telleth this, the city which Semiramis encloseth hath with wall abutre, of worthy folk with many a cruter, was inhabited here and there, among the which 12 there were, above an all other noble and greater, dwelling though within a straiter, so nigh together as it was sainer, that there was nothing him between, but woo to woo and war to war. This old lord had in special a son, a lusty bachelor. In all the tune was none his peer. The older had a daughter eke, in all the land that for to say to men wisten none so fire as she. And fell so as it surely be, this fire daughter nee this son, as they together than a warner. Cupida hath so the thing is sharper, that they ne missed his hand a scarper, that he his fear on him ne casta. Whereof her herita he overcasta, to fall with ilke lore and sue, which never yet man missed as true. And that was lover as it happened, which hath her herita so betrapped, that they all away as searcher, who that they missed and win a stature, her woeful piner for to lisse. Who loveth well it may not misse, and nominally one there be 12 of own accord, whoso it go, but if that they some way a fiender. For love is ever of such a kind, and hath his folk so well a fighted, that whoso that it be a whited, there may no man the purpose let. And so between him 12 they set and hold upon a wall to mark, through which they have their counsel talk, and all a teemers on the meester. This fire of Maiden, Tisbe heeth, and he, whom that she loveth hotter, was Pyramus be nama hotter. So long her lesson they recorded, till at last thy accordin be niece's team for to wend, all owner out fro the tuner's end, where was a well under a tread. And who come first, or she, or he shall the still there abide. So it befell the niece's teeder, this minor, which disguised was, all privily the softer pass, go through the large tune on Knoa, till that she come within a thrower, where that she leaketh for to dwell, and dilk unhappy fresh a well, which was also the forest near, where she commander a lay on sea unto the fell to tuck his prior, in hast, and she, though fled away, so as fortune should fall for fair, and let her wimple fall knee to the well upon their barge. This Leon in his wheel of rage a beast, which that he found out hath slain with his bloody snoot, when he hath eaten what he would, to drink of ilka strainer's cold come to the well, but he found the wimple, which out of her hand was fallen, he it hath to draw, but bled a boot and all for gnawa. And then he strought him for to drink upon the fresher well's brinker, and after that, out of the pliner, he turneth to the wood again. And Tisbe durst not remove, but as a bride which were in newer within a bush, she kept her close, so still the shame not arose unto herself, and plineth aye. And fell, will that she there lie, this Pyramus come after Sona unto the well, and bay the morn he found her wimple bloody there. Come, never yet to man is e'er teething, nor to man is seethe mervile, which so sore a fleet a man is hurt, as it though dead to him, which in the summer stead, with many a woeful companinga, begun his hand as for to ring, as he which dameth sickerly that she be dead. And sorenly his sword all knocked out he bride in his full hast, and thus he sighed,
I am cause of this felony, so it is reason that he did, as she is dead because of me.
And with that word upon his knee he fell, and to the goddess all up toward the heaven he gone to call, and pride, sithen it was so that he might not his love as though have in this world, that of her grasa he meet her have in other plaza. For here will he not abide, he said, but as it shall betide the pommel of his sweat to grunda, he set, and through his heart a wound, he mad up to the bar a hilta. And in the squeeze himself he spilt, with his full heart and death he now. For a shade, within a wheel come, where he lied dead upon his knee. So woeful yet was never a leaf as Tisbe was when she him see. She missed not all word on he spake out, for her hair to shat, that of her leaf no priest she set, but dead swoon and doon she fell. Till after one it so befell that she out of her trance awoke, with many a woeful pitu's look, her ee away among she cast upon her lover, and at last she caught her breath and sighed thus.
Oh, thou which clapped art Venus, goddess of love, and thou Cupida, which lover's cause hast for to guide, ye wot no well that ye be blinder of the ilk unhap which ye no fiend only between me love and me. This Pyramus, which here is say bladender, what hath he deserved? For he your hest hath kept and served, and was young, and ye both also. Alas, we do ye with a soul. Ye set our heart to both a fear, and madden no such thing desire, whereof that way no skill acuth. But thus our fresher lusty youther, without a joy is all dispended, which thing might never have been amended. For as of may this folly sigh, that may is lever afore to die than live after this sorrowful die.
And with the sword, where as he lie, here love in armors she embraceth, here on a death, and so purchaseth, that knew she wept, and knew she kissed to at last, ere she had wist so great a sorrow as to her fallen, which overgoth her wit is all. As say which missed it not a sterta, the swearest point again her herta she set, and fell doom thereupon, whereof that she was dead anon. And thus both on old sweared blender they were enfounded dead legender.